From NPR and WNYC, live from the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York, this is Ask Me Another. All right. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, your host for the next hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. And coming up, we'll play a few rounds with our very important puzzler, author of Eat, Pray, Love, Elizabeth Gilbert. But to kick things off, let's welcome our puzzle guru, Greg Pliska, and our one-man house band, Mr. Jonathan Colton.
Hey.
Hello, everybody.
Now, our first game is called Italian Ices. Jonathan, I know that we've never really talked about this before on stage or otherwise, but do you speak Italian?
I actually do speak Italian. I took Italian for many years in college, so...
Oh, really? And what college did you go to? I don't remember talking about
Yale.
This.
Yale. It's an Ivy League, actually.
Oh.
So, yeah, I speak Italian pretty well, as you might imagine.
Well, I wonder if our contestants speak Italian. Let's find out and welcome our contestants, Andrew Cavanaugh and Sean Connolly. Sean, Andrew, do either of you speak Italian?
I do not. Does Latin count?
Latin could count for something in a different game.
It's the first time it has.
Have you ever had an Italian ice?
I have.
Yeah, what'd you think?
That I enjoy.
Yeah, it's good, right? Okay, you're going to be in perfect shape. Andrew, do you speak Italian?
Un po.
Oh, wow. It's, that means
three,
a little,
three
right?
Three semesters, and I have about one sentence left, so I'm hanging on to it pretty hard.
Okay, well, come in handy. Jonathan, tell us about Italian ices.
Well, if you're Italian ices, you know, that's the one thing about Italy that everybody loves. The ice is different there. It is often flavored and colored. Everyone loves Italian ices. What we've done is we've created a game to honor this delicious frozen treat. I will describe a word, phrase, or title containing a word ending in I-C-E, and you will provide the word or phrase. But, you know, when in Rome, you have to say the word ending in I-C-E with a continental flair, pronouncing it ice, as they would in Italy. So, Greg, would you give us an example, please?
I'm happy to help. If I said this NBC comedy series chronicled the lives of Dunder Mifflin employees in Scranton, Pennsylvania, you would reply, the Uffizi.
Bellissimo, Greg.
Grazie, grazie.
So the winner of this game will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Here we go. Born and raised in New Orleans, this author chose the French Quarter as the setting for her novel, Interview with the Vampire. Interview with the Vampire. Sean.
Anna Ricci.
Yes.
Yeah.
If your skin or eyes are yellow or orange, you might be suffering from this excess accumulation of bile pigments. Andrew.
John Dice.
John Dice, see. That is the most disgusting flavor of Italian ice.
Although it sounds nicer.
It sounds nicer when you say it in Italian, but then you order it and you're like, this tastes like bile. This 80s TV series suggested that Ray-Bans and pastel t-shirts under white suit jackets might be considered appropriate police attire. Andrew.
Miami Vice.
Si.
I like how you're getting in character, Andrew.
Right. Grazie.
Yeah, you're right back in class. Three semesters are all coming together for you.
All at once, it's great.
This event, which occurs near the end of June in the Northern Hemisphere, marks the moment when the sun reaches its farthest point north of the equator. Andrew.
The solstice.
Si. Difficult to pronounce.
I have a little
yes.
bit of a stutter in Italian.
No, only in Italian, though. This agency, now the world's largest law office, was created by Congress in 1870, after the large number of private attorneys retained by the U.S. became too expensive. Andrew.
The Justice Department?
Si. Or in America, we say the Department of Justice, but yes. First produced in 1965 as an option for the Impala four-door hardtop, this car model is now only available from the GM fleet as a police patrol vehicle.
Wow, they are law-abiding citizens.
Yeah. They've never even seen police.
I think we can tell them that it's a Chevrolet.
Sure,
model.
It's a Chevrolet ending in ICE. Shall we throw it out there? Anybody know the answer?
Caprice.
Caprice, si.
Caprice.
It's too late, Andrew. It's too late.
Does that not count?
All right, this is your last question. The wife of violinist Misha Elman claims that her husband coined this famous answer to the question, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Andrew.
Practice.
Si, oh, practice.
Yes. Or you can just take the end to 57th Street.
That's just another way. Just call a car.
Exactly.
Just call a car service. I apologize to everyone. Greg, how'd they do on that one?
Well, you don't have to ask me, Tweeche. That would be Andrew.
Congratulations, Andrew. We will see you again at our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.
Porte casune cunuste mareto na cupulella ca visiera esata passa scampagnano petuleto come un guapo pete fa guarda tu vuoi fa l'americano americano, americano siete mechi tu fa fa ti vuoi vire la moda ma se bevi whisky and soda poti senti disturba tu ballo rock and roll tu gioca baseball ma soldi per camel chi te li dà la borsetta di mamma tu vuoi fare l'americano americano, americano ma sei nato in Italy senta me non c'è sta niente fa ok napulita tu vuoi fare l'America tu vuoi fare l'America.
Jonathan Colton. So, show off, Colton. Let's just talk about that song. So what is that song about?
I have no idea. That song is about making fun of Italians who try to act like Americans.
Oh, with the ordering the...
Whiskey and soda.
Oh, yeah.
They play the rock and roll, and they play the baseball.
The baseball.
Yes, that's right.
Very Nietzsche.
Like Americans.
Just like Americans. All right.